This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
There he is. Oh, let me make sure I take off this damn billboard there. All right, there he is.
What's happening, brother?
Not much. You doing all right?
Doing good, man. Well rested. I took some pills last night. I had this terrible shoulder pain, so I woke up to the Josh Gattis news. I had my story ready to go for about a month. So thankfully, my editors were on the ball, ready to publish. But I'm glad it's over and done with.
Yeah. By the way, you're giving us that actor's mask, half of it dark, half of it white.
I apologize. I normally have my light on and realize it's not working about 2 seconds ago. Let me try again. Yeah. See if it, okay. There we go. There we go. There's a little more light for you. How's that? Is that better?
Now you're like a third of the moon now is being covered up right now. So tell me. So this is when I saw this news, I was like, I thought of you right away because, you know, you're like, well, you know, Mario doesn't really want to fire people. He wants them to kind of move on their own.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of tells me that nobody wanted his ass.
They were like, pretty much.
Oye. We got to move on, dude. Come on, let's go. You can't find a job. You don't have a job. And then he couldn't get a job. And then they said, well, you know, we got this offensive coordinator already in mind. We got to move on. And that's kind of the impression I got, that they were like, they bought as much time as they possibly could to avoid this, but they couldn't avoid it anymore.
Correct. I think, you know, part of this people don't realize because they just think, oh, he's got to worry about the program. It's like, no, coaches make these decisions months in advance or weeks in advance, and then they're already looking for the replacement. This is just like a courtesy so that the people who you hire next, look, every you know, the coaching business is about hiring and firing. That's what it's about. Guys change jobs regularly now. It's just the way it is. And so you want the guys that you hire to know, hey, I didn't treat this guy bad on the way out the door. I didn't embarrass him on the way out the door. Those are things that leave an impression when you work in this business. So Mario is just taking that approach, right? That's sort of a Nick Saban approach. Nick Saban doesn't really fire guys either. So, you know, that was one of his teachers, as somebody he learned from, and that's the way he handles it.
All right, so this kind of tells me also that we might be hearing about a new offensive coordinator soon. What you got for us?
Well, listen, I put out a huge list of names in this story of guys that he spoke to last time. And really, I think in the end, I know this is going to sound terrible coming out of my mouth because people were like, coaches are so important, coordinators. I think whoever he hires, the most important thing to me, and we can discuss names in a second. The most important thing to me is find a guy who can communicate to these kids the way Rhett Lashley did, because Rhett Lashley found a way to build an offense that was simplified and allowed these guys to thrive and not think. I think what we learned with Josh Gattis, and I think what Mario learned in year one, is doesn't have some of the brightest bulbs in the shed here as far as the roster. Kids that can pick up complicated concepts and things that need to be executed the right way. I talked to some players in the last few weeks, guys that have left the program and are always more willing to talk once they're gone. And you know, that's exactly what they said. It was more complicated of an offense. You know, there were issues of guys being unhappy with their playing time, all kinds of reasons why this offense sucked. And ultimately, whoever comes in has to be on the same page with the players and get the most out of them and simplify things so that they can run something they're comfortable with. I think whoever he hires to do that has to be, you know, that guy. Now, as far as names, I mentioned James Coley because he's in an interesting situation at Texas A&M because they brought in Bobby Petrino. He's a guy who has enjoys play calling. That's one name that I mentioned as a potential candidate, one name that I heard during the process. there are others. They will all come out in time. I'm sure other people have put some names out as well. But I think right now it's speculation because I don't know how far along he really is in making this decision of who's going to be the guy.
Okay. Do you have a name or two that you think might be the guy out of that list?
Look, it's more of a matter of when we get closer to it actually happening. Like right now, I don't think we're close to it happening. I don't think Mario's going to announce.
Really?
I don't think
we're
close.
Okay, no. I thought we, because of this, because it's taken so long to finally get to this point, that's what I thought. I thought we're actually really close to adding that offensive coordinator because, you know, time's running out. You've already gone through this recruiting process. He wasn't part of it and all that kind of stuff. So then, you know, I figured that
I think there's still some NFL. I think there's still potentially some NFL guys that he's interested in speaking to. And again, like go back and look at the calendar last year when he made these hires, especially offensive coordinator. I was one of, you know, Gattis and the two coordinator positions, he took his time with it. So I don't think that we're, you know, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to, it probably will happen in another week or two, but as far as names and people who are out there, I mean, I provided the list within The Athletic. There's a bunch of names in there of guys that he interviewed the last time. Obviously, everybody wants Joe Brady. He's a guy who doesn't want to be in the NFL. Jason Candle was a name I mentioned last time. He's a coach at Toledo, a guy that I know he liked. Andy Ludwig, who's from Utah, the offensive coordinator over there. I know he interviewed him last time, went through the process. Liam Cohen. Those are all guys that were part of the conversation. So, if you want to think of guys along those trees, those coaching trees, guys that are connected to people like that he went through the interview process, a deep interview process, talking to those guys, and there's other suggestions, you know, guys that come from those sort of coaching trees, I think that's what he's looking at.
Brian Hartline?
He's a co-offensive coordinator now at Ohio State.
No co. The offensive coordinator. Not the Ohio State. The offensive coordinator at the University of Miami.
Let me ask you, if you are an offensive coordinator, right, and you're a guy or a guy who wants to be an offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, receivers coach, I think in this case it's going to be a quarterbacks coach who he hires, right, because this whole thing of making Gattis the receivers coach and the offensive coordinator didn't work. You didn't have the communication you needed in the quarterback room. So I think it has to be, again, Hartline is a receivers coach. That's what he does. He's just like Gattis. I think it has to be.
You could have a good QB coach and have Hartline as your offensive coordinator. And
they just went through that. They just went through that. They just went through that. I think it's going to be a quarterback.
I just want to bring his recruiting skills here, bro.
Well, I know you do. You and every Miami fan does. You and every Miami fan does. But
the offensive coordinator, assistant head coach, and give him a really good parking space.
Yeah, I wish. Look, what I was going to say is a lot of these guys who do this, you know, they look at the situation now with Gattis, right? He's the guy who just came off the Broyles Award, and now he's leaving. He can't find a job in the – that's how bad things were at Miami. So you need a guy who obviously –
poor guy's holding out a Salvation Army cup now. I mean, yeah, it's really
well. You need a guy who obviously is willing to work with Mario, you know, and the reputation Mario has is that he messes with the offense a little bit too much. He tries to turn things into a rock fight with opponents instead of letting guys, you know, be aggressive and throw the ball down the field, that kind of stuff. And Gattis, in a lot of ways, was what Mario wants, a guy who likes to run the football first. I think most people in college football will tell you need to have an elite passing game to win now. And that's the part that that's why you sit here and you say, Manny, what names do you got? I don't think it's a lot of these names that I mentioned. Those are guys he went through the process with. I think it could be somebody different who's a quarterback's coach who, you know, is a different flavor for Mario and allows him to come out and run a different kind of offense. I'm hoping that's the case anyway.
So you're saying they're going to hire Adam Gase? Okay.
Yes. Right. Adam Gase is the guy, right?
All right, Nuggets. I mean, he's coaching high school right now. He needs to come back up a level at least. So, you know, the return of Adam Gase would really inspire a lot of people in the Canes Nation, especially Dolphins fans. They really would love to see Adam Gase back.
Everybody wants to see Ken Dorsey here, right? And it's a pipe dream. He's running the Buffalo Bills offense. I mean, that's just never going to happen. Joe Brady doesn't want to come back.
The budget for laptops and notebooks would just go through the roof. That guy's breaking everything left out. How many did he break this past weekend? It's not a good thing. I don't know. That temper tantrum stuff.
Oh, again, man, like I go back to my main point. Whoever the hell he gets to come in here, just run an offense that these kids can run and play fast and not feel stupid running it, not be confused. Rhett Lashley tapped into something. That's why he's the one coordinator who's averaged over 30 points here in the last 6 years.
Okay. All right. All right. What else going on? Anything recruiting wise that we should know about?
No, I mean, listen, they're still looking to add at the outside receiver position. They're still looking to add a defensive tackle if they can add more depth. They're still looking to add wherever they can get a cornerback, you know, somebody who comes in and can help replace the Cormani McClain departure. So, you know, there's lots of visits and things that are going on. I'm not as into this, as I probably should be, but it because it's just because I feel like, again, this is going to run out. This is going to expire in May. So, like, the roster to me, like, all the names that are out there now, these dudes are trying to add right now, they're not sexy. I think there's going to be a lot more sexier names after spring football, guys who decide to enter the transfer portal then. And so over the summer, I think it'll get jazzed up. So all of, like, there's, you know, Gabby and Matt Schodell, all these guys do a great job. Kane Sport, 247, they track every bowel movement. I kind of cut to the chase.
That sound a lot of fun tracking bowel movement.
Yeah. Every recruiting bowel movement is covered
by
that.
That's a really shitty job.
I don't want to do that. I think what makes sense is pay attention in May when the next transfer window opens up. There'll be some good names then.
Okay. All right. Follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. More importantly, subscribe to The Athletic, baby. They know how to get it done there, covering college and all the major sports and some international soccer too. So go there and subscribe to The Athletic for pennies a day, man. Pennies a day. You'll probably
a lot of good national coverage, big story, yeah. Like big picture stories. I mean, I did a bunch of news. Yeah, all that stuff is on there. I mean, they're putting up the news that I wrote 3 or 4 weeks ago. The stories I wrote, they're finally running them today. So they're all there. They're all ready to rock, and we'll see what happens going forward. I'll have stuff. Bruce Feldman and I will get on the phone and talk. Bruce is very tapped into the coaching ranks, so I know he talks to Josh Gattis and other people. I'm interested to see what happened with Josh Gattis, so maybe I'll have that story for you guys next time.
Well, Josh, I heard, is going to be the offensive coordinator for Adam Gase in high school. So
that's what it is. They're going to work together.
They're going to be working together.
Combine their services.
Yep, that's it. Combine that intelligence that they've got together, and that'll really lift them to, I don't know, 3-4 wins this year or something. I have no idea. Follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro and catch his work there at The Athletic and subscribe. Manny, have a great weekend, my friend. We'll catch up on Tuesday.
You too, brother.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Manny Navarro, baby, and our Caneswear Miami Hurricanes report. And don't forget, folks, you can order, all right, at Caneswear. Like, you know, the other day I was wearing this hat, and you guys love this hat. They've got all kinds of stuff with the Dolphins logo. They got Heat. They got Marlins. They've got Inter Miami gear. They got Florida Panthers. And they've got practically anything and everything with the Canes logo on it. You want like a neon sign for your bar? They got it. You want sneakers? They got it. You want Canes jackets, classic Canes jackets? They've got them. Hats galore. They got some really badass hats that they just got in. T-shirts galore. You name it, bro. Go to caneswear.com. You don't even have to go to the store. You can go online and check it all out. By the way, when you order over $99, you will get free shipping. So go to caneswear.com.